Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Islamic State attacks across Iraq Sunday left at least 11 dead and more than 20 wounded. Suicide attackers stormed a gas plant north of Baghdad, setting off a car bomb. At least three gas storage facilities were set afire. The latest attack follows others in the past week, including three in Baghdad that killed nearly 100, and the deadliest attack in the country so far this year. In Jordan Sunday, the Obama administration's top envoy to the coalition fighting IS extremists, Brett McGurk, said they have been unable to gain significant ground since taking the city of Ramadi a year ago, which the Islamic State lost in December to Iraqi security forces.
The caliphate, as they call it, this perverse caliphate, is shrinking. So they are very much on the defensive. They have not retaken any territory, really, since their operations in Ramadi going all the way back to May. So their territory is shrinking, and they are now doing these suicide attacks against civilian populations. It's not going to work, but that's what they're trying to do. But this is nothing new. It's not a new tactic. I mean, this is the nature of the organization.
McGurk told reporters in Amman the U.S.-led coalition is conducting precision airstrikes in Mosul almost daily, describing it as synchronized pressure. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh would Sunday said he'll not negotiate a border dispute with Senegal, which surrounds his tiny country, raising doubt whether a meeting will take place in Dakar. According to the French press agency, Mr. Jammeh indicated on state television he has no plans on settling the matter, insisting his border is open. In February, Gambia imposed a hike on fees for trucks entering the country from Senegal without advance notice. Senegalese truck drivers responded angrily by blocking the border. Guinea's leader, President Alpha Conde, is trying to mediate the dispute. This is VOA News.